May I speak in the name of the loving, liberating, and life-giving God. Amen. When have you been the recipient of extraordinary kindness or compassion? On this fourth Sunday in Lent, we hear from Luke's Gospel a well-known parable. This story is widely called the Prodigal Son, and the risk of these well-known parables is that we don't take the time to hear it afresh. We don't let it speak into our lives today. Some commentators rename this gospel excerpt the Forgiving Father or the Compassionate Father in an effort to invite new reflection and insight. So for today, let us look at this parable through the lens of this season of Lent. This parable is one way that Jesus chose to describe the reign of God, the kingdom of heaven. This story is intended to give us a glimpse of what God is like, insight into the nature of God who is truly beyond human comprehension. So what do we see? What do we learn? A younger son goes to his father and effectively says, "I wish you were dead, give me my inheritance now." We are not told what prompted this. The father doesn't refuse. In fact, the father gives his younger son what he asked for and lets him go. I have heard parents say, my own included, that one of the hardest parts of parenting is watching as their children make their own unwise decisions, more particularly when these children are in fact young adults. It seems to be a part of finding our place in the world as an individual, working out who we are and who we can be. In the parable, this is already a heartbreaking situation. A son leaves home and his homeland for a life of self-indulgence and dissolution. Then he finds himself in dire need. He has hit rock bottom and doesn't even have enough to eat. Our initial reaction might be to say, serves him right. He's responsible for his circumstances. It's his own fault. He needs to live with the consequences of his choices. In this place of desperate need, this younger son finds himself reflecting on what life was like in his father's household. How those hired by his father to work are well treated. And he resolves to return to his father, acknowledge his poor judgment and sin, and beg to be hired to work in his father's house. Even before the son reaches the house, the father sees that he has returned, that he is coming home, and the father runs to greet his son. The father has compassion and wants to celebrate that the son that was lost has come home. Things won't be the same as they were before. Past actions are not condoned or excused, but there is a place for the young man in this household. Those who acknowledge their sin have a place in God's kingdom. At this point in the parable, we hear about the older son, the one who stayed and worked hard and obeyed his father faithfully. When he hears how his father has welcomed the younger brother, the older son becomes resentful and refuses to celebrate. Again, the father goes to his son. The father assures the older son that he still has a place as he always did, and explains that it is worth celebrating the return of the one who was lost. All that the father has will be given to the older son, but the younger son also has a place. different from before, but still embraced in the compassion of the Father. The older son resents the Father's extravagant compassion. Compassion defines the kingdom of God, not resentment. Resentment hurts and limits the one who feels it. Resentment is not life-giving. It reduces our capacity to care. It is a hard feeling to work through and continues to cause pain until we do work through it. At the memorial service for the victims of the violent attack in Christchurch, survivors and others talked about choosing forgiveness and hope and love over hate. That is the true power of the human spirit. Before Jesus began teaching and healing, John the Baptist called out, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." Then Jesus proclaimed that the kingdom of God had come near. Hear the good news. The kingdom of God is not only at some mysterious point in eternity. It was begun in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. As St. Paul said in his letter, "If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ." The Christian calling is to live as if the kingdom of God has already come near. To try and live this human life in the light of God's compassion, forgiveness, and grace. It isn't always easy. It requires prayer, support, and persistence, as well as the help of our companions along the way. Looking at this parable of a father and two sons in this season of Lent, we are reminded, exhorted, to turn to God. To return to God if we have got lost willfully or if we have turned away. To return to God when the world lures us away and distracts us from what really matters. Things won't be exactly the same as they were before. We will still be shaped by where we strayed and how we sinned. But returning to a life shaped by God's compassion and Christ's teaching will empower us to move forward in hope. We should not resent the fact that God is infinite compassion, with a capacity to forgive far beyond our human comprehension. Resentment limits our own capacity to forgive. We should celebrate with God when people truly repent of their actions and resolve to live their lives reformed. We should try and support those who genuinely seek to live better lives. We need to be available to journey with those who come to the realization that we already share, that following the way of Christ, living as disciples of the loving eternal God, is truly life-giving and empowering. As we continue to journey through this season of Lent, I invite you to particularly pray for those people you know who are struggling to find their place in the world. Pray that they may come to know God's love for them and that that will help them find their way. I started by asking you when you had received extraordinary kindness and compassion. Take time in this season of Lent to give thanks for that gift. I now ask you to consider when you have been in a position to offer that kind of compassion and kindness. I urge you to be open and alert for those times in the future you may have the opportunity to model that extravagant compassion that characterizes the kingdom of heaven, the reign of God. Let your Lenten reflections shape how you relate to others as you reflect and return your focus to your relationship with the God who is extravagant compassion. The Lord be with you.